I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 22-year-old Fernando Valdez, who escaped from the custody of U.S. Marshals, was arrested by Hobbs Police on Friday after he allegedly pistol-whipped and robbed a man, that according to Hobbs Police. Police responded to the incident at a motel in the 500 block of North Marlin around 2:30 a.m. on Friday. The victim and two women were present at one of the motel rooms where a man knocked on the door and was led inside, then demanded money. At the time of his arrest, Valdez was listed on a nationwide database as a wanted criminal by the U.S. Marshals Office. Valdez has several priors, including possession of a firearm by a felon. 24-year-old Dion Isaac Ortiz of Albuquerque led Chavez County deputies on a vehicle chase Friday morning on U.S. 285 towards Vaughn. Deputies ended its chase when state police and San Miguel deputies took over. State police followed Ortiz onto U.S. 84, where another state police officer deployed tire deflection devices near milepost 99. Ortiz drove over those devices but kept going. Then San Miguel County deputies got involved. They deployed another tire deflection device, and Ortiz drove over it. He came to a stop, though, and exited the vehicle. And according to state police, Ortiz threw an object towards the deputies, who then shot at him. Only the vehicle that Ortiz was driving was hit by the bullets. He was taken into custody on three warrants, including charges of violation of a restraining order and felony charge of aggravated stalking. There was an overflowing crowd at the Lovington City Chambers on Monday night during the City Commissioner's regular scheduled meeting. Most of them there were to address the issue of the recreational softball fields, which are being leased from the Lovington School District, which owns the property. The softball fields were being used by the Girls Softball League. Edith Taylor, the vice president of Lovington New Sports Organization, was afraid the city was not going to renew the lease.
So we had heard that some of the commissioners were not going to renew the lease because the manpower to maintain them was not there.
What Taylor was not aware of is that the city and the school district are currently in negotiations to renew the lease. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.